You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Am I on?
Hi.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you along on a Wednesday program. Let me just get my cereal out. Hold on. So this is what I wanted to show Rob. This is what he ought to be using on his cereal. I'm going to hold it up right here. There you go.
Almond Breeze.
Oh, Almond Breeze.
You're brainwashed, Rob.
You're letting Big Milk take you over. Come on now.
What about the fact that every almond takes like 2 gallons of water to grow it? Almonds are not sustainable.
So that's Big Milk. You're the party line for Big Milk. Let me show you. This is important. The reason I bring this, first of all,
Why do you think that's not a clear jug? Because they want to trick you.
Yeah, they want you to see the leavings.
All right, so I'm going to show you something very important because this is now a new development.
Well, hold on. You have not shown us what type of cereal is in that bowl.
I know because it's show business, Josh, and we're going to guess.
Okay.
All right, so I want to show you, first of all, on all cereals now.
Yeah.
This is how much milk.
Ugh. Doesn't even pour right. Looks wrong. Thin.
Very little milk.
But that I'm with you on the very little milk.
Because that has now enhanced the tasteability of my cereal. And now we'll go around the room here. I purposefully have not overfilled the bowl so as that you cannot see. And if you guess correctly, I will tilt the bowl to the camera. And now with my new camera, I don't have to do any finagling.
So
I can come right up.
Spilling that on your computer.
Yeah, keep in mind the milk.
Was it mucilage? No. Mucilix. I will not eat anything that sounds like snot. Although I've had mucilix and it's pretty good. Josh really is observant, so I think he saw it.
I know. I saw what it is.
Rob, do you want to get... Rob's not. Rob's somebody when he's on camera, you'll go, Rob, and Rob will be like that. So I know he didn't notice.
Do you honestly think I didn't see?
Did you see? So are you out too? You just didn't want to bring
it
up.
Even on your tiny phone screen?
Yeah, even with that tiny phone screen, I believe I know what it is.
Go ahead, Rob.
I think it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No. I think it's shredded mini wheats.
That's not...
Sweetened sugar mini wheats. What is the brand? What do they call it? The kind with the sugar built in.
No.
Frosted mini wheats.
There it is.
Okay. I got the color right, though.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Look at that. And by the way, not my number one, but it was what was in the house. And it's very difficult because I'm a lefty, so I have to kind of go around... I have to go around the microphone.
I remember when you were building your studio and you said, I'm left-handed. Can you make this so I can eat cereal? And we said,
How can I eat cereal? Yeah. By the way, this will be the only bite I have. We're doing a program here. But I like.
But is it your number one go-to?
Not even close.
Okay.
No, he talks all the time about Captain Crunch.
This is Carla's. Didn't have time yesterday. Just couldn't make it.
If I'm thinking about Frosted Mini Wheats, I'm thinking about one of the most absorbent cereals there is.
And that's why when it comes to... unrewarding to eat. Be honest.
Really?
Unrewarding to eat.
Yeah. That's sad.
When Rob was talking about the absorbency, when you minimize the milk... on mini wheats, you can run into a problem where all the milk goes away.
Yes. Yeah. And also, when you look at a frosty mini wheat, sometimes I think, man, my sink has never been cleaner since I've been using these new space-age polymers to scrub.
Yeah, it looked like a Brillo pad.
It does. It does indeed. Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
We should have just started the stream 15 minutes early, just eating breakfast. and then start the countdown in the show. It's going to be hard to talk with a mouthful of cereal.
I believe cereals have an addictive quality. I was not planning on having two or three, but I've already done that.
Yeah, well, they're not fulfilling. I agree. You can eat a lot. Yeah,
and I agree with you. Because
wrong word.
They're not satisfying.
That's not the word. It's easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
do not keep cereal in the house. Because my kids don't eat cereal, and I haven't had cereal in years, so I had to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And then this morning, I already had a bowl of cereal because it was in the house, and
you're excited about it. Yeah,
yeah, and I think cereal is addictive.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Rob Spiewak next, and then we'll wrap it up with Josh. We'll make him be the anchor today.
All right. First of all, Mike, you can go on and on about your almond breeze, but would you say it's a great value when you buy it?
You go to Walmart to get your cereal,
Mike. This is great value milk.
Oh, God. Oh, that's like, enjoy your hormones.
How
do you make a hormone? Oh, that's so gross. Well, God, what a pig. What a hog. Are you going to?
You've never drank milk from the container.
No.
Never.
No.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Ew. No one else is going to enjoy that? You do that in your own home?
No one else is going to drink whole milk, Mike.
So Carrie doesn't drink it. Robert doesn't drink it.
I might do it at home, but you know, they
of course you do it at home.
Robert is born by me, like they say in the Bible. It's fine. We share.
Which means Robert probably does it too.
Sure, I don't care. All the hormones kill it.
Grow up. This is like taking my appetite away. All right, I can't see yours either.
Mike, I think we have similar bowls. Oh, okay. Mine's a little taller, but
mine's got a little pattern on it.
Very nice.
Let me
Here's
say
how mine sounds dry.
This is the dumbest show in the world.
That was way more bowl than your.
Oh no! Oh, don't tip it.
Oh, got it.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
Yes.
I saw color. I saw color.
He needs to put some sugar on that if it doesn't already.
Well, I will say this. This is my only hint I'll offer. My absolute favorite cereal is out of season, and I could not get it. And that is Frankenberry.
Out of season? What is it? A tomato?
No, Frankenberry. Ones. It's Halloween cereals. And normally I stock up, but it's gone. So I have none Frankenberries, and especially since I'm away from home. And Frankenberries with banana would be my favorite cereal. This is a close second.
You've seen it, Josh?
I believe it is cornflakes.
Can we see your milk pour? I want to see how much milk you put in.
The entire thing.
Hold the bowl up so you're not in front of there. Thank you.
Already too much.
I think that's about right. Because then you can drink the leavens.
Josh already guessed, is it cornflakes?
It isn't, Josh. You blew it.
All right. I saw color. I'm going to say, is it Lucky Charms?
No, not my thing. Mike, I say hello to Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, fantastic.
I think it is a really great cereal.
Yeah, that's always great cereal.
And available all year round.
And it turns the milk into like a horchata.
It turns the milk into pudding that you can eat.
Would you not agree? Next to like a Cocoa Krispies, which turns it into chocolate milk, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavors the milk probably better than any other cereal. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Agreed. And I think cinnamon, I think cinnamon is an overlooked flavor profile. We need more cinnamon.
I did not intend to eat the whole bowl, but I am. Josh, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Now, see, I did not fill my bowl ahead of time. I just brought the whole box over.
Okay.
Well, but the box is half empty because you've been eating it all morning.
I did have a bowl this morning, but I told you guys I went to the grocery store, and there's been a lot of changes in cereal since the last time I went.
All right. Are you going to hide the box so we don't see you pour?
Would you like me to?
I'd like to guess.
And where will you hide the box? Delicious.
And as predicted by Mr. Spiewak,
milk is gone.
All right,
the milk has been absorbed by the frosted mini wheats.
Here's my bowl,
and it's you pour it already.
It's already poured.
All right, I have a guess based on the fact that he loves sugar and he loves Skittles. It's going to be a fruit profiled cereal. I'm going to say Fruit Loops.
But let me see your milk pour first.
Oh, you're right. Right. I'm sorry. I did this out of order.
That's all right.
What kind of milk you had?
2%.
Yeah. So it's still sort of bluish when you look at it.
Oh, I'm making a mess.
You don't look bluish.
Thank you, Mike.
I can't even though you're in Miami.
Giant hole in it.
Did you pour it out of a cup?
I did. Big mistake. Because it dribbled down the cup and it's all over my desk.
That's Rob, like you're like on a cooking show. Would you like to guess since you know Josh better than I do?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to rescind my Fruit Loop and I'm going to go old school since he says he hasn't had cereal in a while. I'm going to say, Mike, the oft overlooked Apple Jacks.
Wow. All right, he's seemingly saying nay to that, but let me. Okay. Right, I'm going to go with.
Well, no, I'm texting asking for some napkins.
I can't get there in time, Josh.
I am going to guess Fruit Loops.
Okay, you're good. I'm glad someone did.
Wrong.
We're both wrong.
Damn it.
What is it, Josh?
It is Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, great cereal.
But
great
you know what,
cereal.
Mike, you were hot on his trail. That's similar to Fruit Bill, but it's Pebbles instead of Loops.
What I did not know until this trip to the grocery store is they have expanded Fruity Pebbles, so they now have Cinnamon Pebbles.
Oh, see,
and
they're chocolate
Pebbles. I got was Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Oh, see?
That's good because that allows them to work some sugar into it.
And it taps into the greed of Americans in general where we want it all and we want it right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a perfect American cereal.
They also have the Fruity, the Cocoa Pebbles. They have Beef Pebbles, which are good. They have Anal Pebbles, which are not as good. And Mike, before we close out, I've been dying to debut this because I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
It's about to go large across the nation.
No, I'm not going to let you kill yourself on camera. I can't do that. With a sugary soda, it's not going to happen. Don't spotlight it for me.
All right, I won't
spotlight. What is on the can? What is on the can?
Rob. A skull and crossbones.
See
the poison logo,
Mr. Yuck,
Mr. Showbiz up there. You should have poured that in instead of your milk.
Oh, that would be.
You would have not had to say anything. Just act like it was normal.
Yeah, no, that's a crime. You can't
do
that.
Full disclosure, Rob. If you had been an angel on my shoulder yesterday,
yes.
You would have seen me break a record as far as sugar consumption goes. I have.
Where did you go? Because you had a ball game yesterday.
Tuesday is shot day, and I am
was treat day.
I am no longer going to wait till the evening because I have to go for it in the morning so that I have some self-control on Tuesday. I went crazy. Michael was put on the second team for his school, which kind of upset me. Because I think he's really a good sixth grader, and he should have been put all with the seventh and eighth graders, but he wasn't. So I think I let that kind of cloud my judgment. So during the course of the day, I had not eaten anything except a protein bar the entire day, and I was not going home. I was going directly to the game, and for dinner, I had a pint of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Well, let's see what we got there. We have the protein from the milk.
At the conclusion of the baseball game on the way back home, because I love my little man so much, we stopped at Dairy Queen. He had some chicken nuggets. I had a cheeseburger. And they said, would you like to upgrade to what's the Dairy Queen thing? What do they call it? A blizzard? Is it a blizzard?
Is this a blizzard or a dilly bar?
It's a blizzard. I upgraded to a Heath Bar blizzard.
That's good.
I probably had 3,500 calories of sugar yesterday.
You should have gotten Michael the chicken nugget pebbles. They're delicious.
I like, I like frosted salami chunks.
Oh, they're so good, especially when you leave them out in the sun and they get a little sweaty.
Now, enjoy a bite of your cereal, Rob, your cinnamon crunch, your cinnamon toast crunch, because I got something specifically for you to open the show today.
Right.
This to me is, with Rob being a little down lately with some problems, this is kind of what I would see if you combined Rob's brain with a little scariness. This is, how did I put this, Josh?
You just
opening
said video,
opening
for
video
Mike.
For Rob.
Okay.
Let's take a peek right now. All right.
Is that a corpse of Mo Howard?
I think it's AI.
Well,
yeah,
I know it's AI. It's
not the real corpse, Josh.
Open my gown.
This is the worst museum I've ever been to.
Isn't this cool?
This is. And there's Curly's corpse. So are we to believe that they're just, their bodies are just like laying in state? And there's Larry. Larry Fine. And it's horrifying because they do look like the Stooges dead.
Don't they? They really.
Oh my
really,
God, that's eerie. That's really weird.
Watch out there, Bo. How
and
are
oddly,
you?
It does make me feel better.
Right, and now because I worked with him a multi years ago. I love Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart makes me laugh out loud. I'll share a little Jon Stewart with you right here. This is a great take. It really is. Yes.
Hold on. I don't think you sent me a Jon Stewart video.
Oh, I thought I did. I said Jon Stewart for opening at 7:36 a.m.
Oh, that's way too late. I'm already prepping the show.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I apologize. No, I'll try to get back to you earlier.
It's a business driven by deadlines.
It is.
No, you know what it is? It's that by that time, I was already downloading Rob's 10 videos.
Okay. All right.
So, it's on me?
Well, I think
no,
we need...
No, it's just certainly different.
I certainly need the tutorial because I'd like to lift that from you. I would like to do it, and it would also allow me to surprise you guys.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We'll do it. To surprise you, or what's that? Go ahead, Josh.
I've got Jon Stewart right here.
Okay, let's roll. This is the take on
so hard events. About being country nowadays.
I just want to catch my fish, drive my truck, drink my beer.
What's hard about being country?
So far, it sounds relatively easy. Am I missing a heavier lift?
I just want to cut my grass, feed my dog, wear my boots.
Sir, again, I must insist. All of these seem like achievable goals. I mean, you're wearing boots right now. What exactly is it about being country that is so difficult?
If I tell my own daughter that little boys ain't little girls.
Here we go.
I give up the creek and hot water. This can't see your ass world.
People throw the word hero around. But this is a bold opinion to hold in your genre, sir. Really risking it all going up against country music's trans cartel. By the way, also, if you did get canceled, really more time for the fishing and the mowing and the truck beer drinking. And if I could just remind you, really just the important thing, feeding the dog. Again, I can't.
Yeah, that is important.
I can't stress this enough. In the song, between the beer and the boots and the fishing, just feed your f***ing dog.
There it is. Oh,
do
my
we know
God.
What licorice hat that was that was singing?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
They all run together as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's gone for quite some time now. But anyway.
Josh, yeah. I'm not going to spotlight the cherry Coca-Cola float, but were I...
Oh. What happened to him? There you are.
I am. Were I to taste that soda... that I don't want to spotlight, I would be in love with it. It has a great finish.
Wow. Is this the regular soda you were holding up?
No, I'm not calling attention to it. I'm saying, but
no,
if
can I
worked,
see it though? I didn't know. Yeah. I thought it was a regular Coke with like different logo on.
No, this is.
No,
the
put
new...
it in front. There you go.
This is the cherry float.
All right,
coming soon.
And you've sampled it already?
Yes.
And the verdict?
Thumbs double up. Better than a cherry Coke, and I don't mind
it
cherry
is.
Coke.
It is a cherry Coke with a heavy vanilla.
Yeah,
it's
there's
pretty
like,
good.
It
it's
is,
very good.
It's got a vanilla finish, not a cherry finish. I like
they have
it.
A diet, do they have a diet version of
they
it?
Do.
Well, they have zero. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I might try that. I might give that. That might be.
Hey, but, you know what's really great is if you get zero sodas and mix them with almond milk.
There's nothing wrong with this.
There's everything wrong with it.
This is the soda that last week. Rob went to four different stores looking for in Virginia.
And then went on to 10 more stores on DoorDash trying to find it. Yeah.
So I'm starting to think he went to Florida for the soda, not his dad.
Yeah,
so
my father is fine. It's just the soda I came down for.
So right here, this is 50% more calcium than regular milk. dairy milk, I should
and why
say.
Do your teeth keep falling out?
Well, I'm going to get to this. Is kind of a setup, if I can be transparent here. This is kind of a setup.
Let me move to this so I can see more.
So, no added sugar, which is great. This is unsweetened original almond milk, and it's non-GMO.
The packaging looks like a cleanser you would buy at a hardware store. It looks like a gallon of Fabuloso.
You see containers with beverages that look like this. This is not unusual. I mean, if you look like that, it could be a cleaning. It could be bleach.
Well,
how much protein out of those almonds?
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Let me see.
I think that's probably what you're missing.
12, one serving is a cup. In a cup, you get total fat 2.5 grams. Do you have the calorie count on your regular milk?
Yeah, it's 8 ounces. One cup, total fat, 8 grams.
8 grams, okay.
5 of which is saturated.
Yeah, I have no saturated in my in my milk.
And that's where the flavor sort of misses.
Well, they add sugar into his as that flavor.
Yeah, we have none sugar in this.
This has no sugar.
Okay, this has
no added sugar. Protein, I have a gram of protein in here.
I have 8 grams of vitamin D, 25 grams of calcium, no iron, sad. Potassium, 8%.
Sad.
Sad. Sad. This milk is not good. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any sodium in your milk?
Let me see here. So
I have 130 milligrams in mine.
Ah, that's where you get me. I got 170 milligrams.
You see, salt brings flavor. Yeah,
how many calories in your cup of milk?
One cup of whole milk has 6 calories. No, 160. Sorry.
30. 30.
Do you know that's actually more caloric, way more caloric than a Coca-Cola?
Milk. Because
12 ounces of a Coke is 150 calories, and 8 ounces of milk is 160.
Well, and enjoy, and,
always
to each his own.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and the reason I was talking about health and all this, just don't give me any opiates. When you get to 6'5", okay, when you get to 65, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I thought you were getting taller.
No, I've heard over the years, when do you get to be my age? Well, I've reached that point. It's everything. I got done, and this is golf. I'm not out running a decathlon, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm out playing in 78-degree weather, the game that I truly love. And I am so wiped out by the end of the day because of the pain that I am in, the pain in my feet, mm-hmm. the pain in my neck, the pain especially in my shoulder. In a land long ago, far, far away, this shoulder was roughhousing at a party in high school, and I was thrown over a railing and dislocated or partially dislocated my shoulder, and the chickens have come home to roost.
Josh, this is really sad because up until now, his pain in the neck was me.
Yes.
And now the pain in the neck is actually a pain in the neck.
And the neck may begat the shoulder, may begat the wrist, may begat the arm, the whole thing. But I just am telling you that it's wearing on me, and I don't know what to do about it. And I think I'm going to try the strengthening exercises. I have had my fill. I talked about bumping into my surgeon the other day that has cut on me. I don't want to be those people down here that literally brag about their surgeries. I don't. I wish for the rest of my life not to see the scalpel ever again. So I'm really, really hoping against hope that this shoulder, this one right here.
Your left shoulder.
Yes, horrible.
Mike, I have all of the men in the Spiewak family have the same design flaw that when we get stressed or tense, that shoulder tightens up, the left shoulder, and it manifests itself not in the shoulder, but also down the arm. And no, it's not a stroke. I don't smell toast. But what I have found after dealing with chiropractic.
I'm a fighter.
Stop it.
Yes. Mike. Mm-hmm.
It's really unpleasant, but ice really helps.
In a glass?
Yes, with 2 fingers of fine Irish whiskey. No, if you get yourself an ice pack and you ice it for 20 minutes or what you can stand, it's miserable, but it does help. It relaxes it. Mike, when I bruised my coccyx, I spent a lot of time sitting on ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
I do
Josh.
The same, but use that icy hot spray.
Okay.
That's my shoulder. And that helps.
Well, it's right here. I've got it right here. There it is. It's
Mike uses nice, almond hot.
Nice cortisone shot.
It's just frustrating. It is. And you know, you just get to a point where you say to yourself, come on, you say self, you know.
I don't
throw with this one. I just don't know what it's the golf swing. But anyway, I'm not
going to. You know, we have my father in hospice care right now. Do you want me to try and score you some morphine?
Please do.
I will.
Brown paper bag. Send it overnight.
Of course. Yes.
Overnight it.
Overnight the morphine.
But age is a, look, I think age is a state of mind. And I did a little deep dive today on a young lady who is younger than me, but has now reached the mature years. And
It's not who I guessed it was then.
Well, you were going to guess. How did I write this down? When women really get better with age. And you said you were going to guess the woman that that I sent Josh, 50 photographs of? Is that what I did?
It's one that you've talked about for years. Diane Sawyer.
Although,
is this better by age or better by doctor?
Boy.
I'll have
to
see.
We may... I hope not.
My guess was Helen Mirren, to be honest.
I think Helen Mirren is a great example as well, but I think that I would like to think no. I would really like to think no, because the genetics are so strong. I will give you one hint. This is a supermodel.
Okay.
This is a supermodel.
So it's not the girl from iCarly?
iCarly, you love that show.
She's getting older,
It's too. Not. It's not
okay. A supermodel, I'll say Elle McPherson.
Good guess, but
because
not,
I think she aged
correct.
Better than like Christy. I think Christy Brinkley didn't age all that well.
This model, very famous for not only being a model but also being married to a rocker. Paulina Porizkova,
Mrs. Rick Ocasek, right?
Mrs. Rick Ocasek, and I think Josh, the first one I'd like to show everybody is Paulina Porizkova as a young supermodel. Let's take a picture of her. There she is.
Stunning. Really beautiful. I mean, like, I think that when you talk about symmetrical face and all that stuff, that's the ideal that you're looking for right there.
A little bobbleheadish.
Well,
real long neck.
Maybe in your dream.
Well, real long neck is an attractive feature.
It's an elegant thing. The Egyptians used to stretch their necks, Josh.
And I saw her being interviewed. No, I saw her doing a post. And I just said, wow, let's take a look at Paulina at 60 years of age. That's how old she is today. 60.
Roughly your age.
At 60.
Wow. She looks better now.
That is why I said what I said. I mean, that is just the.
Looks more natural now. And that
why
I find
are you not reacting at all, Josh? You act weird about this.
Well,
you really do.
I don't know who this lady is.
This is a supermodel who was married to the lead singer of The Cars, which was a big group in the 80s. And, she just keeps herself fit and she looks stunning. And I don't think if she had work done, wouldn't she have the neck thing going on, right?
Right.
I mean, come on now. Look
at that. It might have been a hair transplant. She might be perfectly bald.
That's part of the attraction. She has that beautiful head of
hair. She does have beautiful hair.
As graceful as anybody ages here. Let's take a look at side by side, Paulina Porizkova.
As you can see, he sent me many pictures.
Yeah.
I think she's prettier at 60 than she was as a young woman.
We could take a little shine off the older Paulina. Well, I mean, she could maybe use with a powdering, but she's still beautiful. Are her eyes?
What happened to her eyes?
Yeah, they changed colors.
I think it's perhaps the shot that was taken. I mean, it can be the photographer, it can be the film, it can be.
Has she had an eye transplant?
No, she's not had an eye transplant. That's just a different angle.
Yeah,
and one of the things about growing older with those baby blues is how much they pop.
Yeah,
and I was saying, if that woman at 60 walks into a room, that woman still stops a room. And yeah, I just think that
you're right.
To all the women 60 and above, I just think there's nothing like that. I like that.
And that's going to mean a lot to Carla when she turns 60 in 30 years.
and she's coming and feeding the pigeons. There she is again.
You know, she has a closed mouth smile in these older pictures. Do you think she has all her teeth?
Don't you think that she has aged naturally? It looks to me like she has aged naturally. And these are not,
I mean, lighting-wise, these are not the most flattering angles.
They look like they're on red carpets or something.
Yeah, they're paparazzi shots. She's at a particular...
Josh, I welcome your opinion as the youngest of the threesome here.
Old enough to be my mother.
Yes. Yeah.
And no, she's fine.
Oh, that's nice. That's ringing endorsement.
She's fine.
Doesn't do it for you? Is there any older woman that does it for you, Josh? Any particular older woman?
Mary Magdalene?
No, nothing that comes to mind.
Mary?
This is Josh.
Just Mary?
Mike.
She says she does not use any surgery for her face.
There it is.
But to keep her feet under control, her huge size 15 feet.
I got the wrong guys to do this show with sometimes.
If it was just you drooling over her, it's going to get creepy.
I'm not drooling over her. I'm just admiring. And I'm saying I wanted to make it sort of an inspirational.
You know, if I did this, you would call me gross.
That's really, really cool.
You would call me gross if I did this.
Really?
Yes, you would.
I think my problem is I'm not ogling over a younger woman.
I'm ogling over someone basically my own age, a little younger than me.
Still a woman.
No, I think that's the problem.
Let's go, girls.
I got creeped out at 6:30 this morning as it's Bing picture Paulina, Bing picture Paulina, Bing picture Paulina. So I got creeped out well before this show started.
Did you think for a moment they were coming from Paulina?
They all clearly say Mike O'Mara.
Sometimes this brain works I acknowledge it. It works in unusual ways.
It does.
I just decided to
That's your blessing,
share,
Mike.
Share, share. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I decided to share
still
it all.
Is she still with Rick? He's alive,
He's
right?
He's dead.
I know Ben Orr is dead. Rick died too?
Rick Ocasek's been dead. Where have you been? You're a musicologist. You should know.
You know
this.
What?
You like the Cars?
This explains why they haven't had any new records up.
You knew he was dead. You knew he was dead. Stop
it. So she's single.
Just stop it. Hey, guys. No, I would imagine she probably has a significant other.
Yeah.
I would, but I don't know. I mean,
have you heard her speak? Does she have a deep Russian voice?
There's a video of her she posted recently about unity and hate and everything that's going on. She's extremely articulate, and she has a lot of very interesting things to say.
Did she talk about eyes that change color?
Wow. I can't do it. I can't. All right. Mock me if you will.
She just got engaged this summer.
She did.
To a producer named Jeff Greenstein.
Well, hold on. We have Jeff on the phone here, don't we?
We do?
I think we did. Let me put my specs on once again.
I didn't know he was the fiance. I thought he was
Robbie,
just...
Rob's still handling calls from Miami. I think you... Didn't you put him on hold before the show?
We did.
What's his name again, Josh?
Jeff Goldstein.
Was it Goldstein or Greenstein?
Greenstein? What is it? Rosensteinstein?
Greenstein.
But we'll ask him.
Is there a picture of him, Josh?
Yeah. To be fair, he looks like
we're doing producing 101 here. Okay.
Yes.
We're doing this on the fly, Josh, because I know you're capable of this. All right. So on the fly, this idea. This would be eliminate. All right. Then we have Josh. You can take me out of the shot because I think Rob has. What's his name again?
Jeff Greenstein.
All right. You can take me out of the shot.
I'm trying to figure out if I can take you out of the shot.
Well, let's see. That's why we're doing this. It just will work better.
Jeff can hear us down the line. Jeff, hold on.
Hold on, Jeff.
Okay.
All right. Hold on just a second. All right.
Oh, now let's bring,
now Mike is almost out of the shot.
Rob, it keeps going back to.
What if I were to kill my own camera?
Nope, I've got this. Here we okay. go. Let me right, let me remove him for a minute.
Okay, just I'm excited this. About this. This is this is how the show.
We don't have a lot
this
of guests.
This is how the show evolves.
That's right,
mm-hmm. And gets better each and every time. This is wonderful.
It's not cooperating. Let's try.
I could. Okay. All right. I could help.
You're like Billy Swan.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. Hold me. Let me go to the.
See, get him on. Get hold on. Okay. Now I can expand my shot. Yeah, get him on the line, please.
Okay, Jeff.
Hi!
Is this Jeff Greenstein?
Hey! Hello, Rob.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
It's Jeff Greenstein.
Now, we were talking earlier. Is it possible your name is Greenstein?
No, Greenstein.
No.
What am I, Mr. Green Jeans?
You're not at all.
Hi, Paulina!
Congratulations.
We're getting married. I'm so in love. I'm so in love today.
Did you, it's exciting. Marriage is exciting.
I love marriage. I love it.
Have you been married?
I've been married 11 times, but this is for real this time.
Did you buy Paulina? And I know you call her Pee-Pee.
Let me give you my joke here. Okay. I wish I had a nickel for every nickel I have.
Oh, Jeff.
It's great. Hello, Josh. How are you? It's good to see you.
I am more and more creeped out at how you look exactly like her ex-husband.
Yeah, well, I disagree. We'll have to agree to disagree with that. Yeah. Did I mention I wish I had a nickel for every nickel I have?
Yes, it came up. I have a question for you. Did you buy Paula an engagement ring?
I did. She can hardly lift her hand now.
Where did you get the ring?
I got the ring at a very, very special store. You know what it is.
Harry Winston
in New York.
And also, you know, I don't know where you call home. I'm in Miami this week.
New York, of course.
Okay, but do you ever come down to Miami?
Occasionally. I visit. I love the Stonecrab. It's fantastic. It's great. Hi, Josh. That's a beautiful faux hawk you have here today. Jeff Greenstein.
It's really good to see you. So, Jeff, what are you going to do today?
I'm going to buy some almond milk and get a big bowl of frosted mini wheats.
What about whole milk? Do you ever drink whole milk?
Oh, gag. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's disgusting. I run 4 miles a day.
Now, is whole milk, I know that's dairy. If almond milk is dairy, can you mix that with meat?
This is the IQ, Josh. I don't mix anything with meat because I don't eat meat because I won't look good in my regular apparel. I got to run, though. But listen, I urge everybody.
Jeff, yes. I love your haircut.
Do you know what my regular apparel is? Would you like to know what that is? Do they teach you that here? Would you like to know my daily routine? I wear a T-shirt.
Like a what?
And I wear a T-shirt. Yes, every single day. The reason I don't eat meat and the reason I drink almond milk because I wear bicycle shorts.
Jeff.
Bye.
Bye then. So the there bicycle shorts.
Oops.
Oh, Bye. You still on the phone, Mike?
I'm back. Okay. Yep, it's nice to be. Very good, Josh. On the fly. I like that.
And really good luck to the couple.
It's a weird show. It is what it is.
Deal. It's cereal and
Cereal and Paulina Pork.
Paulina pours some milk up.
We have all had one of those nights, laughing until sunrise.
Yes.
Conversations that just last and last. And you're open and honest with your feelings. You suddenly feel more connected than you've ever expected. Moments where walls drop down and people feel closer. That is the power, ladies and gentlemen, of psilocybin. It opens doors in your mind and between people. This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Schedule 35, the most trusted name in psilocybin products.
Products.
I'm Dolly Parton.
Whether psilocybin. You're...
Whether you're microdosing for focus or exploring a deeper recreational reset, Schedule 35 makes every experience intentional, consistent, and safe. These aren't party drugs. They're connection tools for your mind, your creativity, your relationships, and maybe even your soul. Visit Schedule35.co. That's .co, ladies and gentlemen, and use the code TMOS. If you do that, you get 15% off. Thank you. And remember, turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It is not dying. It is not dying. Have a great trip. Get 15% off all orders with code TMOS at Schedule35.co. 15% off, Schedule35.co. And use the code TMOS. It's a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Jesus Christ. It's like a trip doing that commercial. My God. Hit the thing for the
beat. Yeah, do
the thing. There it is. So let's try it again. We're making him work. We're working
on
that.
Like a Trojan.
I'd love to, but just like yesterday, the soundboard stops and has to be rebooted.
Rob, can you run that from where you are in Miami?
I cannot.
You cannot. Okay. Let's work, boys, on seeing if we. He's going to be down there a long time. We got to get his audio production down there as well, if we can. So
yeah, we'll figure out a way. We will.
Let's please do that. We start today. Oh, let me check mine. Make sure mine's working as well. See, we have all these great ideas. It's just implementing them that's difficult sometimes.
I know that Greenstein always checks everything before he does a show.
There it is. A person of interest was detained yesterday in the abduction of Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy. Nothing has been revealed about the suspect Nothing has been revealed about the suspect except that it's not a member of the family. He has since been released. The more information we get, the more weird it gets.
I was hoping that now, what are we like in day 10? Hoping that on day 10, we'd have some clarity and some like motivation behind it. But again, I'll restate what we did yesterday. There's something hinky here. There's something weird here.
Earlier in the day, the FBI released 6 pictures and 2 videos of a potential suspect from surveillance cameras, which the alleged abductor is seen tampering with. Oh, that's
did you see any of the video? Yeah,
I did not. I haven't looked at it yet. The images show a person in a jacket and a ski mask, gloves, wearing a backpack and a firearm at the waist. He or she attempts to block Nancy's doorbell camera with a glove, then with some flowers from her porch. Which would indicate it's a hack, right?
Yeah, because I mean, what you do for a camera like that is you bring a small can of spray paint and you go, and it's useless because you block out the screen.
We know that from movies, right?
We do know that from movies. And also,
add to the weird factor there.
ABC, they kept running the video last night and they had experts commenting on it. And the best they can make from it, and how horrifying. We're in 2016 and they say, well, we see his eyes and he might have a mustache.
Yeah,
but
that's it. That's all they got.
No, that's what they're giving the news. The FBI can scan that and tell the height of the guy, the build of the guy, what he weighs, how he walks. They can check other cameras with how he walks.
Here's the weird part. It was originally thought that no footage existed.
Well, that's Nancy Guthrie. The creepy part.
She didn't have a subscription plan, but they were able to get it. So
because
her
Savannah won't pay for the subscription.
Stop, please.
No, but that part there is something we should all be concerned about.
Yeah.
That the cameras were, Google was still recording her house.
Yes.
Without her, even though she said not to.
According to a ransom note, the kidnapper or kidnappers had offered to return Nancy to her family after receiving $6 million in Bitcoin. TMZ says that yesterday, for the first time, there was activity in the Bitcoin account connected to the ransom note, but they wouldn't reveal the amount. So there's a lot of leaked information popping on this. Nancy has been missing since Sunday, February 1st. Savannah posted one of the videos yesterday and said in the caption that she believes her mother is still alive. And for some strange reason, I do, too. What do you think?
I think she is, and I hope we get her back so we can figure out exactly what went down. But one fact remains is I hate Bitcoin.
The person that they detained last night has been released this morning.
Yes.
Out of jail or out of the police station. Why do you hate Bitcoin?
I think it devalues the value of real things. It just seems fake and virtual. I don't like it. I can't hold a Bitcoin in my hand.
Those opinions, Rob is in his 50s. Those opinions could be offered by an 83-year-old man.
Or a 20-year-old.
I don't like Bitcoin either.
Thank you,
Sterla Holm Lagreed. He's from Norway. He won a bronze medal in biathlon. That's the sport that combines cross-country skiing and shooting.
It's such a natural combination.
I didn't send you this video, I don't think, because apparently he couldn't enjoy the medal because he was heartbroken. I didn't send the meeting the video because it's in a foreign language, and I saw the video. It doesn't. Instead of celebrating, he made a crazy confession in front of the entire world. He said, quote, "There is someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today." He gets very emotional. 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the most beautiful and kindest person in the world. 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life, and I was unfaithful, and I told her about it a week ago. This has been the worst week of my life. He added, quote, "I had the gold medal in life, and I am sure there are many people who will see things differently, but I only have eyes for her. Sport has come second these last few days. Yes, I wish I could share this with her." So I'm working on the timeline here. 6 months, he finds her, and she's the love of his life. 3 months, so he's still in the... You know, I believe that when you're talking about the rules of relationships, that, you know, there is no time to be unfaithful. But if you are unfaithful and you're in that kind of half a year window, right? I mean, maybe there would be a chance there was of no recovery of the relationship. I don't know.
No commitment was made. This was the most emotional.
You don't know that, though. You don't know that, Rob.
I know. But
how
I'm
quickly
say
did
that.
The second girl leave? For him to be sorrowful.
Let me see. When he say he said, "Add an eighth going in and sure they." 3 months ago, I made the. I told her about it a week ago, so she left right away. Yeah. So she's been gone a week.
He had to clear
fresh.
His mind so he could shoot and ski.
Yeah, he told her right before jumping into the Olympic Village.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Oh, that's true.
Where
which is
like
basically
rabbits.
a farm. Yes. Yeah.
There are rabbits in there. Do you, let me see, did you guys see, Rob, you saw it. It was very emotional, wasn't it, when he was doing that?
A lot of people say it's the most emotional medals presentation since Peekaboo Street admitted to stealing grapes in a grocery store.
Thank you for sharing. Kid Rock sat down with Laura Ingram and Ingraham.
And she hasn't had any surgery as she's gotten older.
Because she looks
exactly the same.
That face has never been touched. God. He sat down with Laura Ingraham on Fox News to respond to people saying that his halftime performance was lip-synced. That's the biggest...
We have the video.
Of the interview or the lip-sync performance?
I've got the interview, and I've got his post last night where he's trying to prove it's not lip-sync.
Oh, okay.
Which is him singing Bawata a cappella.
Bawataba. Bawadabadabadabad. Abadabadabadabadabad. Said the monkey to the shrimp. Laura, we don't need that.
But tomorrow morning, Josh, get ready for 15 pictures of Laura Ingram coming to your email box.
He asked about his song. The song you mentioned. What's it called, Josh?
Bawataba.
Ba with the ba and a bing bing da ba.
And you know what, Mike? It's funny. It's a cover. You wrote that song the last time you had aphasia.
Ba with the ba, Bob Costas.
The pink eye.
It appeared out of sync. He said that the problem showed up even in rehearsal edits and blamed a difficult production process, not lip syncing. He also put up a video on Instagram with his DJ explaining the process. He said he hopes this puts the rumors to rest.
Yeah.
It does with me because I don't care.
I don't care. Do you know who his DJ is? It's Goldie.
Goldie and Kim.
His excuse is that he is old. And that song takes a lot of energy, so the DJ sings some of the words for him. So the camera crew didn't know to go to the DJ for some of the words.
I see.
Now,
how old is Bobby?
Sometimes I like to share the way I would love this if we had a fleet of video producers. We would go to a picture or a video without sound of Kid Rock. And then I would have Rob be doing the lady voice in the background where he's just performing.
I'm sure we can do that.
You could do that?
Sure.
All right. Let's give it a try.
Look at the performance.
This is the performance. Okay.
Okay.
Is that Kid?
Hold on. Oh. We can watch that later if you want.
I'm going back and look. I don't know about you folks. I'm going back and re-listening to this show today because I'm having such a good time. Post Malone hit the stage last weekend for a free Bud Light Super Bowl show and quickly realized something was off. At first, Post joked that Dallas Cowboy fans deserved a free beer. Then a fan told him the drinks were expensive. That's when Post stopped laughing. Post said, $14 for a beer?
For Bud Light.
He said, that's absolutely unacceptable at a Bud Light show. He tried to fix it on the spot, telling the crowd that he would cover part of the tab. He dropped beers to $7, then $5, then even joked about $3 beers for Cowboy fans. But in reality, bartenders just kept charging full price. Yeah, oh, of course, good for them.
And this was last night that this happened?
Super Bowl.
Okay, so during the Super Bowl, I was afraid that they did an event for the Super Bowl like on Tuesday.
No, it was like Saturday, probably. Okay, Friday or Saturday.
Fans shrugged it off, even though they were still charging the $14 and enjoyed the show. But at least everyone is in agreement, $14. F you. Really, in the horse you rode in.
I mean, and Bud Light, too. That's you know what? That's the easiest way to stay sober is to think about Bud Light.
Bud Light. And here's something that'll keep you sober. Keep you healthy. This is awesome. Scientists, Rob, have developed smart underwear or a wearable sensor that can clip onto your underwear and monitor gut bacteria activity by measuring the hydrogen gas in your flatulence.
That's fantastic, Mike.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It can even do this on the go. A battery charge can last up to a week.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but do you really want to press it?
I didn't read ahead on that one. Now, a battery charge can last up to a week. Thank God I don't have to change.
Now, when you charge, isn't it just you sitting in a charger? It's a big human size charger.
You slide your balls up over the copper strands.
You know what school these scientists work at?
What?
University of Maryland.
Really?
Hey.
College Park. How about that? That's
awesome. All I know is that it's going to last a week.
Wow. That is beautiful. Let's see. Researchers say the device detects dietary changes with 95% accuracy and has revealed that the average person passes gas 32 times daily, far more than the 10 to 20 times people typically self-report. Self-report. I did it. I like to self-report when I'm on an airplane.
I do.
That was me.
I like to imagine it like an old Nielsen diary. They hand it out and you get a dollar and you have to write
it. It says there's a variance, though. In their studies on any given day, a person might fart as little as 4 times. How's that possible? While others can pass gas up to 60 times in one day. I urge everyone to check with my playing partners.
Drunken night, my buddy Brad and I theorized, what if we were talking about, you know, the 36 fart a day statistic or whatever it is. If you could save them up for a few days and just do one long one, wouldn't it be great?
And then, like, have a competition.
Yeah, but it would hurt. I mean, you have to do something with the pain for the gas.
Yes, Rob, it would hurt.
But we also theorized the best way to measure urine is by length.
Thank you. Finally today, an Amazon driver near Waco, Texas, is facing charges after he drove drunk and crashed his Amazon van into a mailbox. It happened last Friday in the small town of China Spring. Do you still visit there when you're on the road?
Absolutely, yeah. As a matter of fact, I bought some China Springs.
A woman saw him hit her mailbox, then drive off, so she chased him down the street. Her husband told a reporter the mailbox was totally demolished.
Damn it.
It wasn't just a pole with a box on top. It was a big brick thing with a mailbox inside of it. So he hit it pretty hard. No word on the driver's name, but the husband said the guy was drinking buzz balls. Now keep it in your pants. Buzz balls, those ball-shaped cocktails liquor stores sell. He saw him trying to shove empty buzz balls down a storm drain to get rid of the evidence. Cops showed up, and they gave the driver a sobriety test. He got busted, and they took him straight to jail. He worked for an independent contractor that handles the Amazon route, not directly for Amazon. The company fired him and Venmo'd the couple money for the mailbox. So they fixed the whole thing. It's being replaced. Early in the days of this podcast, we used to see buzz balls all the time.
Yeah, sadly.
Yes, sadly. No
longer. And you never Venmo'd me any money for it.
I know. Yeah.
Do you ever have mailbox trouble when you had a house that had a mailbox?
Yeah, I've had a couple of houses that were, they used to do the bats, you know, like in Stand By Me. I used to get the mailbox. When I lived on, what was it? Oh, come on. Remember the street you lived on. No, not Overlook. It was not
Maple,
Overlook. No.
Maine.
No. St. Margaret's Road.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Remember that. Yeah, it's,
Annapolis,
it's on
Maryland.
Oh. It's on Route 50.
Oh, God.
About 3 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
When
very,
I lived in Maryland.
Very exciting. I love that.
We used to have people that would always hit the post of our mailbox when we lived in McLean. And, it, you know, it was just a 4x4 and they'd crack it. Well, one day my Uncle Philip found 9 feet of telephone pole that had been abandoned by the workers, like a 9-foot length of telephone pole. And he rented and post hole dug about 5 feet into the ground and sunk a phone pole 5 feet into the ground. And the next person who hit it realized damage to their car, not our phone, but not
Yay!
Our pole. That was great.
Happy
but it was
ending.
Awesome. It's still there. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, time to move on, folks. I want to tell you about DermGlowSkin.com. That's
Please.
Where February health starts, because this month on TMOS, it's all about feeling better, having more energy, getting back, and feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about telehealth and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management by reducing cravings. Take them in the morning. Helps me. If, especially if you're on that last day, helping with portion control and taking some of the mental battle out of food. I needed that mental battle.
Wasn't
and,
it, Mike? Wasn't it the great Diana Ross who said, take them in the morning?
Amen. Yeah. It all starts with a simple online medical assessment. Easy, discreet. Now let me switch gears for a second. Just in time for Valentine's Day, there's something new called Elate Spray.
Oh.
Elate Spray. It's a doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire, circulation, and emotional connection.
It's also great if you have a soft nose.
Thank you. Personalized care delivered straight to your nook. Paulina, I took my Elate Spray. Hi, I'm her husband. I'm missing the message. I'm going to get in trouble. Here's the fun part. Right now, every Elate Spray order includes a free rose-style personal massager.
Ah.
No code needed.
That'd Available be great for your shoulder, Mike.
Through February 14th while supplies last. And yes, there are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite, and HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good again, head to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the weight management and peptides button and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com.
Mike, I just got
a
message here from listeners. Listener Adrian Brody, and he wants to know if he can get an extra large nasal sprayer.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. He's, you know what, Adrian Brody has really kind of cornered that market on not just like what he was in The Pianist, which was a great movie, but really being a great kind of New York tough guy too.
Yeah.
Right? I like Adrian Brody.
I didn't mind his Super Bowl ads when he tried to act too much for the insurance company. I thought that was funny. Also, he was really good in that Showtime Lakers miniseries on Netflix.
Yes, yes, he was good in that.
Really excellent. I guess we've all forgotten the fact that he put on a dreadlock wig and used an offensive accent to introduce a band on Saturday Night Live.
Unfortunately, that did not fly. Now, Rob, you are ensconced in Miami now.
Yes.
And you've been there for a couple of days. Good news that Rob's dad will be coming home today. And we wish him the very, very best of luck and your
Thank
whole
you.
Family down there. But you still are managing to, you know, experience Miami occasionally.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, with the way my dad is pretty much at 5 p.m. he's done for the day. He'll have his dinner and then he sort of goes checks out. Yep. Hopefully that will stop. But the it allows me to do a couple things. This weekend I went to what I would call the happiest barbershop I've ever been to.
Oh, were you in a barbershop? You don't have any hair.
My hair had grown out because it had been a while. And I traveled, and if I go like a week and a half, I can't shave with a shaver. I need like clippers. I didn't bring my clippers. So I'd gone from Curly Howard to Curly Joe Derita in my shaved head.
So when you're shaving your head, you can't like take just a regular electric razor and run it over the top of your head?
You can, and I have one. It's called, Mike, amazingly, it's called the Bulldog. And it's four heads that swivel. But even that, if you think about using an electric razor on a thick beard, it doesn't work. It's too much for it.
How about like a regular razor blade?
You can, but it takes a lot of rinsing and it clogs a lot. It's real easy if you do it like every other day.
Your pores or the sink?
So it's because you waited too long.
It was. I did wait too long. And Mike,
comeback. Bottom line, you got to roll out to a barber to get it professionally smoothed.
So I Googled, and right up the street is Boss Barber. I said, oh, got to be great. I went to Boss Barber, not only closed for the day, but windows papered up. No Boss Barber to be
out of business.
Yeah, found another one out of business. Found one that looked good, but it was on a major thoroughfare, and I couldn't find a parking lot. I went to another one that had all the windows blacked out that looked just a little too sus for me. So I was about to give up, and I was on my way home and almost to Biscayne Boulevard, and I see it. Barbershop with the spinning pole. Mm-hmm. And I pull in, and it's got a little parking lot. It's full. And I go in, and Mike, welcome to Barbera Mamba. And it was the most upbeat, fun Spanish barbershop you could imagine. I mean, thumping music, people in there getting stripes cut into their head.
There you go.
Everybody's skilled. This is an 8-chair barbershop, and they were serving eight people.
Look, like, there's a reason I reacted. It's not solely the reason, but there's a reason I reacted to Bad Bunny. That down here, the culture, the Latin culture down here is omnipresent, and it really is great. I love these people and the energy and the love that they have for their own families.
It's just spectacular. From a sad place. Coming from a care facility to go to this place, it elevated me right away. This is
lots of ball busting going on, right?
Yeah, and the guy that is at the front, he's at chair number one. He must be the owner. He's bald like me, but has a beard down to his belly button, a long white beard. And he said, "Hello, champ. Seat number 8.
That's
and
great.
I'm talking a great, great shape. Not just my head, but my face, hot towel, steam, the whole deal. Essential oils rolled in, rubbed into my head. It was the
happy
greatest.
Happy ending.
Yeah, of course. Twice.
Was the guy with the long beard that gave you the happy ending?
Mike,
don't say anything.
You're right.
You can't. Don't. Stop.
You're right. Text me, folks, if you want to know what joke I didn't tell.
Okay.
But I finished, and I'm seated right under the sign that says, all major credit cards accepted. Visa, MasterCard, all of them. And I get my card out. He says, you have cash, right? I said, I don't. And I said, what's your name? Leonardo. I said, Leonardo, I don't have cash. He says, do you have Venmo? Oh, no, he said not Venmo. He said, do you have Zelle? I said, no. Cash App, no. I didn't have anything that he had. He didn't take my apps because I'm too white. He didn't take PayPal. So he's
the whitest app.
It is the whitest.
I think you're absolutely right that even a white
PayPal
name.
PayPal is.
Hey, PayPal. Hey, Leonardo.
Hey, Pally.
Do you take PayPal?
That's true. That's funny.
And he said, no, I don't. But there is an ATM at the laundromat next door. And I said, okay, what do I owe you? And he told me for everything was $40, which is like a gift to get a full shave and
a head shave. That's a good deal.
And have it done so well. So I go over and I get $60, which is pretty much what I had budgeted, $320 at the laundromat. I pay the $5 fee to get $60. And I come back and Leonardo is on to another haircut and I hand it to him. And he says, oh, you're back. Like he didn't even really expect me to come back.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He was surprised. And I left that place. I'm one of my little flaws or things about me is that if I'm in a bad mood or in a bad way, a haircut will cheer me up. It just gives me a little boost on it. So it was absolutely a wonderful experience. However, yesterday I went to another Miami business, which was called Beltone Hearing Aids.
Why are you doing that?
Because my dad has hearing aids.
Okay.
And we had to get them resynced. And there's actually like hardware updates and firmware updates for hearing aids now.
Yeah. It's very sophisticated electronics. Yep.
So now this is going to seem a little off. I know Josh will go.
How's
with
that?
This.
I'm sorry.
I told Gabby I was going to say that to everybody in the business.
How's that? What? Sorry?
So we go to Beltone, and it's up in an area called Hallandale. Love the neighborhoods here. So I'm in Hallandale.
Know the neighborhood well.
Now, do you know the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Before Steve Martin and John Candy really get mixed up with each other, there's a scene where John Candy ruins his cab ride, and you get just a brief shot of John Candy, and then you don't see him again for a while. It's like foreshadowing to bad stuff that's going to happen. So we get in the world's worst parking lot for Beltone hearing aids, Kathy and I, and we're about
what makes it a bad parking lot?
Low ceilings, narrow spots, far from the business, and also crowded, just not spots to
be
had.
Is this like a parking garage you're in?
Yeah, there's a second level. We didn't venture up to the second level.
Okay.
We found a spot on the first level, and as we're pulling in, an older man, I would say, how old are you, Mike? 65? He's a little older than you. I'd say 70.
Okay.
Darts in front of our car as we're going into the parking lot to a point that we slam on the urch, and we see, and he looks up at us and he looks back and he goes into his car and grabs his cell phone and he's off. It doesn't like wave sorry or anything. And so that crisis is averted. We park.
Like off, like steals your space?
No, no, just he ran in front of our car as we were parking, like we were going into the lot and he appeared in front of us.
Oh, you almost hit him.
Almost hit him. So crisis averted. We go into Beltone hearing aids and there's one guy in front of us and it's that guy.
The rude guy, the busy man, man, like the me first guy.
But I was ready to, condemn him to being a me first guy, but there's only one lady at the Beltone store and they have limited hours. So you got to be there when you have to be there. And he said, as we walked in, he didn't acknowledge that we almost hit him, but he was talking to the lady. He said, I don't know why the password doesn't work. I just don't know. I don't. It's numbers. Is it my fingers? Are my fingers too big? Maybe it's my fingers. And she's going in. And this, I realize, this is not him trying to use his hearing aids. This is him trying to get into his cell phone.
Oh, no.
and she says, dear. So, honey, what are your numbers? He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, naturally. And he says, I don't know. When I go in, it's just, it doesn't work. I can take a call, but I can't get into it. And she picks it up and goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, she's in. And
that's then the universal 75-year-old password, too.
And she is flying to get his hearing aids, the firmware updated, which she can do via the phone right there on the counter. And he says, this is where he saved it. He says, if you want, I'm just updating. You can take this other couple. And we're not a couple, but you can take this other couple and help them. And I said, no, you were here first. Go ahead. He says, so what? I'm waiting for an update. Get your service.
Get your service.
Get your service.
And, he short? Please tell me he was short.
Short, a little heavy. And Mike, he had a Clive Davis haircut with a tiny ponytail.
New York, baby.
But it was, he totally redeemed himself. He was great. And I hope he figures.
You got the hearing aids for your dad?
All updated and set and ready to go. And
I'm sorry? I'm Scott. And see, I did that whole thing for that. What's wrong with me? It's not funny, Mike.
But
we
are ready for my father, but I do feel sorry for the people at his current dungeon where he's staying is called the Lilac. And he can't hear anything right now. So everything they're saying to him, he can't hear. So I'm really sorry for them for that.
You said he's staying at a place called the Heart Attack?
No, Lilac, Mike. Oh, Lilac.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so when did he buy a Cadillac?
Mike, I said Lilac.
I'm sorry. These things just, I don't know. And I can't get into my phone. We have to move on. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Soroka about his sleep habits.
Yes.
Because, they're all over the place. Like all of us. I want to tell you about Relief Band, folks. Listen, nausea is a problem for a variety of people and a variety of reasons. The one that gets me, and it probably hit me probably when I was in my 30s, that I was on a deep sea fishing trip and I got motion sickness. And I've been raised on the water, but I had it. Now, whenever I go out with my kid down here to go fishing in Florida, because it's such a big deal, I take my Relief Band. and the Relief Band works, and it works without any kind of medication. It's clinically proven. It's drug-free. It's doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from, well, in my case, motion sickness.
Yes.
How about migraines, anxiety, hangover, morning sickness, chemo, more than I can even count here. All you do is strap it on, you adjust the intensity, and you feel the relief. It's fast, zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further. It's got what's called smart skin sensing technology. It's got a built-in digital clock and next-level nausea control. Sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I've used it. You will get relief. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing, and no artificial colors or sweeteners. So, if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. Head to reliefband.com and use the promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, so
firmware updates. There's none firmware updates on that Relief Band.
Go ahead, get your service.
What? I'm waiting. Go get your service.
I married Paulina Poroskova.
Yeah, that's who it Yay. Was. It was Mr. Greenstein.
Josh, are you well rested today? Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I am. In fact, I've slept better in the past few days than I have in years.
That's wonderful. Because it's always good.
I don't know. Well, and that was my question for you guys. The way my brain works is I have trouble shutting it off and stuff to go to sleep. So 100%. Everything distracts me.
Yep.
So I fall asleep with headphones in, playing a podcast or something so my brain can focus on that. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and stuff. I still have trouble sleeping. Last week I was just going to bed and I saw a pile of Kelly's stuff and there was a eye mask in the pile. And I was like, she's never worn an eye mask before to sleep. So I took it and I put it on and I fell immediately to sleep.
What is an eye mask? I'm like, not familiar with the
product. Just a piece of cloth that covers your eyes.
Yeah. So, think of the show, Mike, What's My Line? It's what
I know it's a mask, but does it have any electronics?
No, nothing at all. Just a piece of fabric. And I put it on my eyes.
It's one of those night masks that people wear.
Does it have gel in it or anything? Carrie's has gel.
So I got this. I picked this off the floor. I put it on. I didn't even know where it came from. Just asked her.
That's she said gross.
She said that she had it for when we traveled to Europe. She used it on the plane. But I
slept was traveling in disguise.
So you would think that just darkening the. Now, when you go to sleep normally, is there brightness in your room at all?
Not really.
Okay.
No, do you blow out all the candles?
Yes.
I will say that my wife goes to sleep before me. Mm-hmm. And usually wakes up after me. I'm usually up. This morning I was up at 4:45 a.m.
I'm normally last asleep, first awake.
Yeah, that's me. That's every day.
Yeah.
I sleep all day.
I never wake up feeling rested. I'm always, and I just assume that's me. It's part of ADHD or something that I've got.
I'll be prepping my show sometimes, Josh, and I will suddenly drift off. This is after my first cup of coffee, and I will wake up to a YouTube or a Facebook short on continuous repeat.
Yeah.
See, it's very weird.
Kelly will fall asleep that way, and I'll have to go over and turn it off. Yeah. I can't because that distracts me too much. I'll be up all night if I did that.
Mm-hmm. If you want to doubt how old I am, I had to take a typing course to graduate.
Yep.
And it was the most boring class I've ever taken. And one time I woke up to one sentence on a piece of paper and the rest of the paper was the letter X over and over again. Because I fell asleep with my finger on the X.
You do the same thing on a computer sometimes. Yeah. I put it on a computer where it's just all the way. And it's even longer because it keeps going. So you swear by this now.
Well, so I did this and I'd wake up. I'd fall right to sleep. But I'd wake up and it'd be like half off my head and the nose part hurt my nose. So I went and did some research and I ordered a sleep mask this weekend. So I got my very own.
Okay.
I brought it right here. I got my sleep mask.
It's not an Orioles one.
No, it's not an Orioles one.
It's got like goggles.
It's got like goggle pads that are like a memory foam material.
Yeah.
And these arrived on Sunday.
Okay.
I have slept the best I've ever slept with these every night and they cut out 100% of the light. And when I wake up, when my alarm goes off, it's just as dark. I have to take them off to find my phone.
That's crazy. Well,
because it's so dark. I've slept so good by wearing the sleep mask.
So you sweat. But can you show the back of that? Because I've never seen them with the iPads.
Yeah. It genuinely looks like the iCups on Sony headphones.
Is a brand that lets you remove the cups and arrange them so that they match like where your eyes are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're adjustable.
Yeah, they're adjustable.
So I can turn them this way.
Sandy Duncan only uses one pad. Yeah.
Are they Chinese?
No, they're Amazon.
Okay. Well, that means they're Chinese.
They are a company called Manta.
Would I be jumping the gun if I were to say, look soon in our store for TMOS eye masks?
I don't think we'll have any up there.
Oh, really? If you put them up there, I'll buy it today.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it. You know, I really would.
Don't know how we get them on the store.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll figure it out. That's
because
good.
My point is the cheap eye masks was fine. This has changed everything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've been working you like a dog, so I'm glad you're doing that.
It also looks like it could be some sort of bra, the way you're holding it.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
A brassiere. By the way, if I had them here, at some point I would be doing my Stevie Wonder impression. I couldn't help myself.
Hey, Stevie, are you wearing the mask?
Isn't she lovely, made from love? All right, we got Rob. Do you have a beautiful video for us today?
Mike, I have a running theme in the beautiful video that you will enjoy. Yes.
Oh, I like that. Any videos of Paulina Poroskova?
Only shot from behind, so.
Okay. All right. Hit the music, Slim. Hello. I'd like to introduce you. I'd like you to meet your meat. Omaha Steaks, I'm talking about. Stay satisfied. Get energy. Fuel your routine. Premium prepackaged protein. Delivered to your door. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks. What are you doing to me, man? Honest to God. What are you doing to me? From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers.
Yeah. Meet your meat, Mike.
Versatile chicken. And pork and more. I'm sorry, Omaha Steaks. I am more of a professional than this.
Yes.
They have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They're my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction. I'm going to go all the way back here. Right?
Good. That's good.
I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will.
Oh, you made that raid even better.
They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. Mm. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike's a new code, so pay attention. That's O-M-A-H-H-A. M-H-A. That's O-M-A-H-A. Steaks.com.
Omaha. That's right.
Promo code Mike. You know how to spell Omaha. Come on, people.
Yeah, come on, folks.
Terms apply. See site for details. Take it away, Rob Spiewak, please.
Thank you. This is beautiful video.
Like that.
Oh,
some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd, brum, 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 Q94, Richmond. Josh, let's start with Hello 2019. Mike, I think this is going to be a theme throughout today's audio videos.
Okay.
Because sometimes great news coverage, it doesn't die when the story airs. And this is from January of 2019 as they were welcoming in the new year.
Okay.
This is the way you cover it, Josh.
People in the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana.
Get a shot of that, will you, Phil? Phil, get a shot of the dog with the banana, will you please? Come on.
Can you play it one more time? Because it really feels inserted at the last minute, like the reporter didn't want
to. People in the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana.
All right, Mike, I miss when we used to have DirecTV and we could watch the L.A.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, sorry about that.
Go That's ahead. All right. You think Ollie would cover a dog with a banana?
Now he saw a dog with a banana in its mouth over there. You're there and I'm here.
Mike, I miss when we used to have the networks out of L.A. because the news would have choppers covering car chases.
Yeah, and there was a time that in D.C., especially like Fairfax County, they had like a restriction, right? Because of all the airspace, you couldn't do that. But in L.A., I mean, they shoot everything. And it's why Katie Turr's dad, I believe, was somebody. And then she married that guy at CBS who we ate.
That's right. And I like her, but it's unfortunate what happened. You never know what's going to happen when a DUI is being pursued on the streets of Los Angeles. Let's go for the dancing DUI, Mike.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like that's going to happen here. Getting up in a driveway now.
Whoa.
Now you just went into a parking lot. That's interesting. That doesn't seem very...
Boxed in?
Yeah, you're going to be... Oh, door here open.
Here comes the
driver's
DUI guy.
Decided, I think I'm going to do a little dance and have my moment of freedom before police officers approach.
Well, hopefully they get up there quick enough before this person gets back in the car and drives away.
For God's sakes.
If they don't cooperate, then they're going to probably end up meeting the less lethal or a taser.
That's enough of that. But I like that, you know, they have some expert. Well, they better
Do you ever notice when you're watching all, we watch so many police videos now, there's so much out there, that there are cops that... do very well, and then cops that are very challenged,
like
putting on handcuffs in particular, variety of techniques. And you know, you say to yourself, where was the training for this? And I'm just kind of amazed that that guy is doing that and they're not approaching. It's just very strange.
Do you think there were people in the police academy where they said he's never going to catch a crook anyway, so he doesn't need how to use handcuffs? Real quick, Mike, let's welcome again 2019. It's a great new year for
everybody. Why all these videos from 2019?
It's the same video. I just want to see it again.
Oh, okay. Let's
people in the streets ready to put 2018 in the rearview mirror and say hello to 2019. We also saw this dog with a banana.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Right.
I got it right that time.
That was perfect. Yeah. And let's close with this, Mike. There's this Australian news team. It's a feel-good, happy morning show where they've sent one of their reporters out to some sort of vintage fair. I don't know if it's a Renaissance fair or not, but their reporter there is a lady who's in vintage costume to make the presentation great. She says something, and I think it's wonderful the way the panel handles it. We close with this Australian news team.
Okay.
Whoa, yes. Why not?
You're wearing your UGG boots on your hands. That's progressive.
Yeah, it's my muff. Mm-hmm. There we go.
That's an oldie but goodie. I've seen that a bunch
Natalia's brought back the muff. It's very practical, the muff.
What are you talking about?
Well, Carl's lost it, Natalia.
Keeping your hands warm.
Exactly. A whole host of things that you could do with that.
Stop
All right.
It. Stop it.
I think we should move on.
And that, Mike, that's your magic video. But you know what? Kudos to the director of that show for showing every member of the staff laughing.
Absolutely.
I thought it was strong.
As far as this show is concerned, I believe that we should start every show with breakfast cereal. I think that would be a wonderful idea. I think it would be great.
Well, it doesn't have to be cereal. It could be muffins.
Rob, love to you and your family with
your dad
coming home. I hope things go wonderfully with that. And really, really, we're all thinking of you today and your dad. And just delighted that he's going to be back within the friendly compounds of his residence down
in
Miami. And thank you. Share that link with me personally, Josh, because I'm curious about those eye things. Maybe I'll sleep better. I need something. So we'll give that a try. I'm trying. The psilocybin
Just drink more.
Okay, that's a great idea. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Jarocki and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folks.